Number nine, this is case 23-497.
I'll let you know when they're coming.
How you guys doing?
You're good. Mary Pokorsky, Assistant Corporation Counsel for the issuing authority, and with me is Detective Marcin Radicek. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Did you get the last name?
No.
R-A-T-A-J-C-Z.
Hold on, do I have his name somewhere here?
In the,
All right.
R-A-T-A-J-C-Z-A-K.
I always wanted that name when I grew up.
You're going to check your handwriting. Okay, you may proceed with a brief opening statement.
Okay, thank you. The appellant's application was denied on the grounds of suitability based on a December 14th, 2022 incident in the city of New Britain in which the appellant was suspected of ingesting medication in an attempt to harm himself. This incident occurred approximately 2 months after he submitted his application. In addition, in investigating this matter, there was an article that the detective found in which the appellant broke into a home on January 24th, 2014 with a knife. And there was a struggle with a six-year-old child present, and a female that was in the house sustained injuries.
Thank you. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes. With that situation, with the whole pardon and everything, for one, with the female, she wasn't my girlfriend or anything. The issue was with the guy. She had nothing to do with it. There was no issue with her at all. He kept leaving, basically. He kept calling me from different numbers and saying that he was going to kill me and put me on YouTube. Me and the girl, we worked together at the same spot. It used to be called Best Yet Market in Newington. How we met with her, how I met her, it's,
excuse me, you can go into all those details.
Okay, okay, yeah,
this is
time
just
to close.
A general statement of what you want to prove.
So it was basically saying that I had a knife and then
just what are you going to, you're going to prove you're a suitable person. Right.
Right.
That's, why should we give you a permit?
It's just an opening.
Just like two lines.
Okay, all right.
And then you're going to get your chance.
Because for one, every year I set a goal. I worked at FedEx, I bought my house. My manager was surprised. He was like, how did you get a house at a young age? I had my son. So before the ball drops every year, I set a goal. One was getting a pardon for I believe it was 2021. And then 2022 was going for my gun license. 2023 was not using profanity. And 2024 was doing a correction job. So I did the training for the correction job, and I felt like that stopped everything because I'm technically suicidal. And so, like I said, I changed my life around because I try to set a goal to benefit myself and make do good. I haven't been in trouble since 2014, and anytime I had it, any type of issues with somebody, I'm like Omarion, if you guys know who that is. He's a singer. So I'm unbothered by a lot of things. So I really let things go. I don't get angry.
All right, that's
I think
not.
We understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Understand.
Not an open statement.
Well, let's get the evidence and we'll go.
Yeah, yeah. So like the evidence of they complain, they're saying that it was a home invasion. I never went into the house.
You can go. They haven't said anything yet.
Yeah. No, that's what they said.
That was their opening. So
okay.
Short, their opening.
Okay.
Was,
yeah.
That's what yours needs to be.
All right. I didn't know.
You're
I'm
on.
New to it.
Okay. You're employed as a detective in the New Britain Police Department.
Yes, that's correct.
Where are you currently assigned?
I'm currently assigned to the Criminal Investigations Division.
And have you been assigned to investigate applications for pistol permits?
Yes.
And did you investigate the appellant's application for a pistol permit?
Yes, I did.
And when was the appellant's application filed?
It was filed on September 1st, 2022.
Did you conduct an investigation into his application?
Yes, I did.
And did you deny the appellant's application?
Yes, I did.
And can you explain for the board the reasons why you denied the application?
The appellant was denied on the grounds of suitability on based on the December 14th, 2022 incident in the city of New Britain, where the appellant was suspected of ingesting some type of medication in an attempt to harm himself following what we believe was a domestic dispute with his fiance. The incident was obviously documented, and according to the police report, the fiance and the child went to remove themselves from the situation. They got into a car and attempted to leave. And I guess the appellant had told her he's going to take her life along his own, something to that along those lines. And the appellant did go up to the vehicle and said, and I quote, "Fuck you, I'm going to get you, bitch." So, yeah, and that was the extent of that incident. And at the time of following up on the pistol permit application, I came across a Google.com search where which read East Hartford men charged with in Newington break-in. So basically, the article read that the appellant went into the house of the, I'm going to call her victim. An argument ensued. The victim ended up getting a cut on their arm. The appellant was arrested as he was leaving the apartment complex. And the charges no longer appear on this record. We believe they were either expunged or not.
And were there any protective orders that the appellant had been subject to?
Yes, that's correct.
Do you recall what those were?
I remember going back to my I believe the protective order in question, based on the dates, I believe it was stemming from the Newington home invasion, so what they called it in the article, incident. And yes, that was found on the protective order registry.
And when was that protective order in effect?
It was effect in 2014.
And how long was it for?
It's 109 days.
All right, I have no further questions.
Would you like to ask him any questions about what he just said?
Yes, I do. You said that I ingested substances. Do you have proof that I ingested anything as far as just trying to commit my suicide?
So this was, like I said, I was not there initially. I'm just going off of another officer's report, which was documented. I believe the complaint that was made to us was you locked yourself in the bathroom and in an attempt to harm himself. I guess when your fiance saw you, you had a handful of pills in your possession, and she might have believed you were going to ingest them in order to harm yourself.
And another thing, if I locked myself in a bathroom, how would she know that that's what I'm doing? If so, she calls that.
I think that was already answered. He said he explained that she saw the pills in his hands.
I didn't have no pills in my hand. And remind you, I'm still with her. This is my fiance. Okay. We've been together for 6 years.
Okay, you gotta ask him questions.
Okay, and another thing, the fact that you said that she said that I called her a bitch and I went up to her door and says I'm gonna hurt her, kill her, or anything. For one, I don't use profanity. And if I'm such a threat and I never use any type of physical harm towards anybody, I'm very respectful to every single person that I encounter with. I just felt like the narrative switched because you guys didn't even talk to me. You guys just spoke to her. She gets very upset when I don't.
So again, it's just you have to ask a question.
I know this is an awkward way to do it.
Yeah, I know.
You're gonna have your chance.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have any questions for her?
I believe I spoke to you that other time when I asked you why did you deny and you wouldn't even answer of why you denied my gun permit. Is it because I'm suicidal? I'm not suicidal at all.
I mean, if I denied your permit, I sent you a letter explaining the reason for denial.
And it was a suicidal thing.
I believe we spoke on the phone. The extent of our conversation, I really can't answer to it. I just don't remember.
I understand.
So if that's the answer to your question, that you know that it was based on the suicidal thing. So when it's your turn, you can tell us why that's not so.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Any questions by the board?
So for the, it seems like it's the suicide.
Correct.
Ideations. Was that case? Do you have the case report?
Yes, it's attached to the.
Yep.
Do you want the detective to have it?
I just want to confirm that it's zero. The last five or six numbers are 035336.
Yes, sir.
So on page 3 of 3.
336 or is it? No, I think
no,
it's.
No, I'm sorry. This is the.
I think that's.
Actually, no. This is the. Yeah, I'm looking at the officer there.
This is the incident report that I think. What did you say you're looking at?
So 336? I'm looking at the New Britain police case 035336.
Yeah, no, the.
This is the incident from where he allegedly ingested pills and made statements, correct?
So for that case, on top of page 3.
It's not 3, though. I'm sorry, I just want to be clear because I'm looking at IR22036758.
Nope.
Okay, and it's 2 pages?
Nope.
The other report that we have here
I'm looking at probably your investigation.
It's my incident report.
Yeah, it says investigation of the pistol permit. Yep. Is that what you're looking at? Yep. Okay.
And so he, regarding, and I want to make sure we're all talking about the same case.
Yep.
So on your investigation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Top of page 3.
Correct.
And this is the case, this is the case in which the fiancé called for concerns of suicide ideation. Is it true that the officers didn't believe that the threshold was met for an emergency committal?
According to the report, correct.
Okay, so they didn't think he was a threat to himself or others that day?
That's correct.
Just checking.
Any other questions by the board?
Yeah, you mentioned a protective order for 109 days. We were talking about 2014, but I see two protective orders here. 2014 was 49 days, and the 2015 was 109 days.
So the offense date is 2014, so this protective order in question would refer to the article, Google search article that I located, looking at the charges as well.
So there are 2 protective orders?
Yeah, Google can be good, but it's not the official record. We'll go with what the court says.
This is a 2015 case.
So there's 2 protective orders. Is that what your question was?
Well, no, he said 2014 was valid for 109 days, but the 2015 PO was 109 days, and then there is also a 2014 PO for 49 days.
This must be a different protective order then.
Which one are you referring to? The 109 days is
the 109 one. Days must be a different one, based on the I'm looking at the charges that the appellant was charged with. The 49 days was the article that I had located.
For 49 days?
That's right here. 49 days, yes.
All right. Do you, other than that article, do you know the nature of, you know, what happened in that case? Did you
no,
ask
sir.
Did you ask the appellant?
I did not.
Yeah. It's always, as I just said, it's in Middletown, it's the same thing. When you have these questions, rather than sit here and try to figure it out, it's best to ask in advance. And then you may or may not be here.
My understanding was, just to clarify, my understanding was that we're not supposed to even bring it up based on the fact that either charges were dismissed or...
No, no, you can't use erased records, that's clear. So if you had a case report in the New Britain Police Department, you can't look at that, you can't read it, you can't introduce it, it can't be evidence. However, protective orders are not erased records. They're still in the file, they can be used, and they have the charges, and you can certainly ask about the record that you do have legitimate access to. And that's always a good idea to do, because I don't know that we're gonna resolve that here. All right, so there are two incidents. There's one in 2014 and one in 2015, and both had protective orders. Is that the way you understand it?
I'm not aware of this other protective order. I don't have any record of the incident in question.
But there are two.
There were two on protective order registry, on the state website.
Well, you guys can ask the appellant when you...
Yes, we will.
Okay, that's it.
Anything else? Okay, any other witnesses?
No.
Now it's your turn. Okay, and just to kind of move things along, since at the core of this seems to be about the suicidal threat that day, tell us what happened to the best detail you can remember.
Okay, me and her, we get into an argument because her family gets into our relationship all the time. I have no family. My father lives in Florida, and, you know, I was homeless at one point in time. So every time we get in an argument, nobody picks my side. I'm myself. With her family, it's like no matter what she tells them, they're automatically gonna agree with it. They're like, all right, just leave and just. So anytime we have an argument, it's like she wants me to heal up real fast. To like we hug and. The minute the argument is like over, I either go downstairs in the basement, I work out, or like I'll listen to music, and or I go out in the driveway and I work on my car. And she's like, "Oh, you okay? You okay?" And I'm like, "I just need more time." I'm always like that because, like I said, I don't get mad at people, I don't disrespect people, I don't get
okay.
Any
let,
arguments.
Let me try to
speed
this along.
Yes, sir.
Talk about this incident. Not what you usually do, not what you've done in the past. This incident where...
December 14, 2023.
Right. What happened then?
She got mad at me because I said that she had to clean up the living room. And she cleaned up the living room and stuff like that. And she was just like that she didn't like that I always was bossing her around and stuff like that. And she felt like that she wanted to leave. So then she says, all right, well, I'm going to end up leaving and stuff like that. Then we get in an argument even more. She starts yelling at me and stuff like that. And that's when she gets the car keys and she takes my son. And I go in the bathroom and stuff like that. And then that's when she leaves. I keep calling her phone. No answer. I gave her the car, so it's like a loud rumble the minute she starts the car. So she leaves. Probably like 2 hours later, the cops call me and they says, we have Deborah Vasquez with us, and she would like to get her things in her wallet. And I'm like, why did she leave? I thought she was gonna take a breather because we got in an argument. And then out of nowhere, that's when the cops came in and they says, oh, she says that you was suicidal. And that you try to take your own life, and that she was in fear for her life, and that's the reason why she took her son, aka my son, and left. So, and it was all an argument over cleaning. That's all it was. And so, her problem is she wants me to stop what I'm doing by being like upset with her, and just like, all right, everything's cool. But I need more time. And then that's when she made the, oh, he's suicidal, just so she had a reason for her to just leave and stuff like that. So whatever she told the cops, that's what it was.
And you didn't get arrested?
No.
Didn't go to the hospital?
I don't know, because I'm not suicidal. And then the cops asked me, they literally asked me, and they had their body cam on. They says, are you suicidal? I says, no. Then they asked me in a different question, are you sure you're not suicidal? Have you took meds? I was like, no. And then they says, or have you been feeling depression? I says, who hasn't been? Because who hasn't felt like that their day wasn't good, or they felt like they wasn't...
All right, don't talk about others. I'm talking about you.
No, but it is about me. Because I changed my life. I've been arrested one time in 2014, right? And I felt... I'm not trying to get too much into it because I know you guys got things to do. But
no, I don't want, I want to see you focus on those things rather than going off on
others. I own a house now. Like I said, I was pretty much the first one at a young age at FedEx. You would think my manager had owned a house.
And that house is in New Britain, still.
Yes, sir. Yes. And I do the right thing. Like, you know...
Okay, you know what? Actually, I interrupted you, but I want to focus you. That's all. You were telling your side of the story, but narrow it down to the incidents that you're talking about.
Yeah, that was the incident. The incident was the cops came at my door 2 hours later, and they said that basically she needs to get her purse and her belongings and stuff like that. I said that's no problem and stuff like that. The next following day, I had COPAT training, or it was for correction officer job. And I always feel like anytime I try to embrace myself and make myself better, she somehow finds some way to ruin it. And like I said, I helped her get her permit, her gun permit, she has it. And I'm like, why did they accept her knowing we live in the same house and not accept me? And she could easily, like, God forbid, give me a gun, buy me a gun. So it just didn't make no sense on their part.
I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Do you have anything else to say about that day? To be honest, you have a clear letter from the city of New Britain about why they denied you. And I can appreciate everything you're giving us. But if you don't have anything else to share about that date and incident, it sounds like the officers came, they evaluated, they left, and that was it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. On that day, did you take any pills of any kind?
No, sir. No.
On that day, did you say, I'm going to take you to your wife, I'm going to take your life with me today?
No, I didn't even know she left.
Okay. And you did say, although slight different context, later on when the police asked you if you were suicidal, if you had suicidal thoughts, you said, I mean, who hasn't?
It was depression.
Yeah.
Depression, okay. Not suicidal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff you're focusing on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And you got to be careful with that, because depression is a clinical diagnosis where you could be, you feel depressed, you feel sad. That's different than.
Have
you ever been diagnosed with depression?
No. Okay. No. But all I said was, like, who hasn't felt like their life wasn't crashing down and hasn't felt like bad about themselves or had a bad day? So that's all I. Remind you, if it took them 2 hours to even come to check on me, wouldn't I be, like, dead now, or they would have seen something that was in? No, I wasn't suicidal at all.
I don't know why that.
Any other questions by the board?
Okay. I think New Britain was going to.
Really, those weren't even questions from the board. I was just trying to.
I know.
So on December 14, 2022, you did lock yourself in the bathroom, you admitted. Correct?
Yeah, I said I was in the bathroom, but how can you guys tell that I was taking drugs or taking pills? I said I put myself in the bathroom.
So you locked yourself in the bathroom, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then
Because she wouldn't stop bothering me.
When you opened the door, your fiancé said you were holding a handful of pills. Are you saying that's not true?
That's not true. No, I was not holding any pills.
And she stated that you said to her that you were going to take her life with him, with yours today. Not true, you're saying?
Correct.
And then she's saying she left holding your infant son, went to the car, and then she stated that you came up to the window and said, F you, I'm going to get you, bitch. You saying that's not true?
Like I said, I don't use profanity. No, that's not true.
Okay. So you never went to the car?
No.
Okay. And officer asked you specifically if you ever felt depressed or suicidal in the past, and you answered, I mean, who hasn't? Is that accurate?
Yes.
So he asked about suicide as well.
Yes, but then again, because I received that same document too, it says he asked me twice, am I suicidal? I says no. "Have you been feeling depressed?" And I said, "Who hasn't?" That's all I said.
And now, you were the subject of two protective orders, one in 2015.
And can you say who it was? Because like I said, I was in jail at that time.
You were in jail at the time?
In 2014. So in 2015, who would the protective order be besides that same female that I had the issue with?
Okay, so we have... I apologize. I don't mean to keep interrupting.
No, that's okay.
So we have two different protective orders. One, the effective date was February 7th of 2014, and it says it was with a housemate, and it was in effect for 49 days. This was in the packet that was sent to you.
Yeah, and that's probably when I got arrested that time with the home invasion charge with the same female.
Okay, so the charges were breach of peace in the second degree, home invasion, threatening second degree, assault third degree, risk of injury to a child, and reckless endangerment second degree.
And I was railroaded that whole time because all I had to prove was that I knew them because they told them that they never seen me and I was just a crazy guy that ran into a house, which I didn't even go into nobody's house.
So and you're claiming you weren't in the house?
Swear to God, I was not in the house. And why do you think the home invasion was dropped and they just gave me a wrist injury minor and then assault third?
Can you explain what happened in that incident?
Yes. Like I said, the guy, I was cool with him.
When you say the guy, can you just give us the context of who the guy is?
So. He was like my best friend.
Okay.
He was really my best friend.
And there was a female involved?
There was a female involved. I was homeless at the time.
Okay.
The girl, she worked with me at Best Yet Market. Mm-hmm. How I met her was, I don't smoke weed, I don't smoke cigarettes, I don't drink, no nothing. And I wanted to hang out with her because she was very pretty and stuff like that. So she says, "Do you smoke?" And I says, "Yeah." But the whole time, I didn't know anything about how to smoke anything. And that's how I met her. So when I was with her, I told her my situation, that I was homeless and I was living in my car. My whole story is like a whole Cinderella story.
So you were living with her at the time? Because
I was living with her at the time.
Okay.
And he had the same similar situation where he was homeless. And he needed a place to stay as well with her. So she basically took us both in. And it came to a point where he called my phone and there was supposed to be like a Spider-Man movie or something like that. He was just like, "Yo, I got a girl over here and we should link, but she ain't got no car and stuff like that. Come pick us up." So I ignored the phone call and I ignored his text and stuff like that. And he says, "I know you seen it because it shows that it's red, right?" So then he keeps calling my phone. Then he says, "I'm going to kill you and I'm going to put it on YouTube." So when he said that, it's just like my mind kind of went a little off. And I was just like, all right, he knows where I work at. So he's going to find me and then he's going to do that. Just because I didn't want to hang out with him and then bring his little fling with him. So I end up hearing her voice in the background and stuff like that. And she was just like, "Oh, is that Mario?" Da, da, da. And so I was just like, "Oh, that's where he's at." So, remind you, I go over there, I drive. The way it looked like it could have been like a burglary, home invasion, whatever you guys want to call it. So I go and knock at the door and I says, "I just want to talk to him, bring him outside." The minute he opens the door, he has two big knives out. Two big knives. So, remind you, I work at Best Yet Market, so I work in the deli and then I do grocery as well, which is, you know, cutting boxes. So I go in my car, I grab a box cutter. That's all I had, because I'm like, he got two big knives and stuff like that. Yes, it's wrong for going to the door. But I was like, he said he's going to kill me, so, like, should I just try and, like, either calm the situation now or just, you know. So I end up going there. I end up knocking at the door. She comes out. She's like, just leave. And she ends up pushing me off. I had the box cutter. Scrapes her in the arm. And then that's how that happened. Cops came and swarmed, and they was fighting over the arrest, and it was just like, "You're hit with home invasion." They was fighting each other over who gets the arrest. So I'm like, "What is home invasion?" I ended up on the news. I ended up newspaper, correction officers was telling me, "Oh, yeah, you ended up on the news." It's my first time. I'm sitting there crying. I'm like, $100,000 bond. I'm like, how do you even bond? I don't know anything about it. So it was just... a lot of things that, and I got tired of going to court, so I took a plea deal for a year. It was either take that or take 10 years to go to trial and might lose because they claimed that I was just a crazy person that they never knew, and all I had to do was prove that I know both of them by having a picture of them on Facebook, and then that's how they dropped the home invasion charge. But then it says, we're not going to drop the home invasion, we're going to drop the home invasion, but the risk of injury to mine, just because the child seen that I was arguing with the male suspect, or he's not a suspect because they never arrested him. But I was arguing with him, that's when it was like risk injury and minor and an assault third because you had the box cutter and she got cut by it.
So you pledged to both of those.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
I want to give you guys the whole story.
One final question, 2015, another protective order for threatening in the second degree and disorderly conduct in effect for 109 days for a housemate. Was that the same individual?
It probably is because they never told me anything about that. And can you specify the name?
They don't provide names. It's an entirely different date. It's
the
following year.
Like when I swear to God, like I don't know who that person is, and if they can't provide a name, because the only person is the 2014 one. So maybe that's just a continuance from that when I got out.
Okay.
So I feel like that was the continuance from when I got released from.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. I got it. Is there a pardon in this case?
No.
Did you have a pardon?
Yeah, I had a pardon for the whole thing.
He didn't even, and the answer to...
Yes, I had a
pardon. Because what I have here is two disqualifiers. A pled guilty to assault third and risk of injury to minor that's a felon.
Yeah, and I had a pardon.
His fingerprints come back to nothing. I mean, we did not get a copy of the pardon.
If the fingerprints don't come back,
don't ask it's obvious.
Because, like I said, I set a goal every year, so I believe it was 2022. I believe that's when I had the pardon. And I remember I seen myself on YouTube when they said my last name, and then it was just like they
about
said.
About 2022.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
So in the year you applied?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No record yet.
You don't have any record of a pardon?
The state of Connecticut returns when we did his fingerprints, said
no
record.
No record.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys.
So where are we now? We kind of went out of order. If the board has any remaining questions. Okay. So now we're ready for closing statements. I think
did I say something out loud?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to add? Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You've been very thorough.
Yeah. I really appreciate that, guys. Like I said, I've learned from everything. I remember when I was in jail and I spoke to somebody and I said I would never, ever get locked up ever again. And it's true. And since 2014, I've never been locked up. I'm 32, about to be 33. I just had my daughter. I always try to make myself better. Like I said, every year I try to set a goal. And as far as this year, is I wanted to try to do the correction officer thing or become a paramedic. It's not hard. I made it to a point where it's not hard because the fact that I have a lot of tattoos, I show people that you can still get a job. It just depends on how you carry yourself and how your demeanor. Because everybody looks at me and they're like, oh, he's probably been in the gang. He's probably sold drugs. You know, it's hard like living in this world where people think you're a drug dealer. And then when they see, oh wait, he owns a house. How's he doing that? Or he's never, you know what I'm saying? Like he has a pardon. He, you know, he just changed his whole life around and stuff like that. And you know, and I've been through the worst. Like and I know you hear this a lot and stuff like that. Coming with these sad stories and stuff like that, but. I've been through a lot. Like I said, I started homeless, and my fiance that I met, she was 18, and I was 26 years old. She now knows how to file taxes. I helped her with her first job, and I basically just learned everything on my own. I taught myself how to drive, you know, by buying a $650 car that was messed up, and I just. And I end up getting my driver's license from there. And then once I got my driver's license, I kept just going higher. I started...
Try to stick to the...
This is all about getting the pistol.
Yeah. Well, basically what... Okay. Basically what I'm saying is, I won't let myself down, and I won't let you guys down. And, you know, I've been trying very hard to, you know, do the right thing. And I don't believe in doing the wrong thing. And I believe a person does need a second chance. That's the reason why I went for the pardon. And that's the reason why I went to a pistol permit and stuff like that, because I am a homeowner, and there's, you know, there's just a lot of things that go on in this world that's just not trustworthy. So I just ask for forgiveness, and I'm not suicidal.
No, you made a very comprehensive presentation. Thank you. Closing.
As I stated in my opening, you know, the incident in December was 2 months after he filed the application, and it was obviously a concern to the detective at the time with respect to suitability.
Any comments by the board?
I just think it's sort of telling, and I sympathize or empathize with the town or the city's position with the incident 2 months after he applied, but by the police officer's own statement, they didn't feel he was a danger to himself and others. The letter to the appellant, my first denial letter, actually almost read like there was a peer done. It's a little... The way it was written is a little weird.
Yeah, I think it said a peer may have been done.
Yeah,
I don't know, it could be done.
Yeah, it was sort of a weird way it was written, the denial letter. But I'm sort of, I'm not saying I'm discounting, but I don't know how old the December 14th, 2022 incident, very high, since the police officer at the time, who had better knowledge than any of us here, didn't think that was an issue. So.
Any other comments? Okay, we proceed to a vote. Ms. Johnson.
Appellant, how about in 2025 you learn
brevity?
Chief Rosen's
watch. Yeah, appellant.
Colonel Lewis?
Appellant.
Lawyer Oberturf?
Appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
And I vote appellant.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.